Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining the Chanel Coach Bud Show tonight. I am certainly excited. That's the reason why I'm talking backwards. But I am just thrilled tonight to have my dear friend, Coach Chanel Bud. Recently become a, well, not recently, she's had her life experiences to become a life coach. So she's going to talk to us tonight, and I'm going to give the floor over to her so that she might introduce herself. Chanel, say good evening and go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Coach Chanel Bud, and I'll be presenting you with the Selfless Love Talk. The reason for this Selfless Love Talk blog show is to correlate some sessions in regards to selfless love and selfless love lessons in relationships, in business, and in even in the corporate world as well. But tonight, we're specifically going to be touching on the relationship aspect. I wanted to start with a verse out of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:13. And this is the basis of what I do and why selfless love is so important for me and for me to get the message out to the world. Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, love. But the greatest of these is love. The topic I will be discussing is going to be on understanding in relationships. So I'm going to start with a book that I've recently published, and I want to focus on this for a few weeks of our talk today. So I'm going to go ahead and read the lesson one titled Understanding. Two people united by vows, common law, or dating exclusively often find it difficult to understand each other's needs and wants. Understanding plays a significant part in any relationship, and without it comes confusion and unnecessary misunderstandings that may lead to breakup and or divorce. The chemistry between partners in the beginning is always with feelings of excitement, curiosity, and intimacy. In the passing of time, however, relationships start to be clouded with unhealthy feelings and assumptions when needs and wants are not communicated and understood by each other. The relationship is most likely to suffer, which could ultimately lead to separation. Either one partner or both will acknowledge the need to give up the relationship and move on as a single individual. Women usually know what their needs are and express it through words, while men use clues or lead you to having to guess. This right here is an opinion statement, as not all men and women are the same. I have some bullet points that I want to specify in regards to learning how to achieve understanding. One would be to communicate to your partner openly about your needs and wants in the relationship. Set personal expectations for yourself alone. Never set expectations for your partner unless it is properly communicated, mutually understood as a couple. Ensure that you both have a clear understanding of each other's wants and needs by constantly clarifying and confirming what is already communicated. Schedule a time every other month or so to dedicate to review of each other's needs and wants to cover any possible change and prevent future misunderstanding. That is lesson one in regards to understanding in a relationship. And as I spoke in regards to a marriage or common law, or even someone who is single and wanting to date, these are very important things to know. Understanding is very important, and you should understand in the beginning of the relationship if possible. lead and do everything in love. Love is the key, and God's love is the only way to truly love. Love is an action. It's a choice. So to understand the choice of love is to know how God loves. I'm open for anyone who may have any questions or would like to give a thought.
Alice, go ahead. If you have a question, you may do it as Chanel at this time.
Do we have any guests or anyone that would like to speak?
Well, I do have a question, a statement. The opening statement that you made about setting expectations for yourself and your partner, could you go a little deeper with that and tell us about what would be a good expectation or what would be questionable, or how would you handle that when they give you the expectations they want you to have?
So what I would say in regards to that is I truly am against anyone having an expectation for another person. I truly believe that the expectations should be set apart and they should be set individually for yourself. I believe that if there's anything that you want to mutually set an expectation for and hold the other person accountable for, it should be communicated and agreed upon. But a lot of times the reason why relationships fail is because there's preconceived expectations for the other person in a relationship, and that other person may not be able to live up to the standards or the expectations, and so it leaves the person who is setting these high expectations for someone else to feel hurt or let down and things like that, and they're their own expectations. They're not what the person may be capable of doing or having for the relationship.
Okay. Would you say that you would just end it right there, or is there a compromise that you're supposed to, or agreement that you need to come to with that, or how do you handle that?
So basically I believe it's a conversation and an agreement that each person needs to have with each other, but also understanding as an individual that your expectation may be impossible or it may be too high for the person that you're in a relationship with. So having that compromise is very important. To be able to compromise and meet each other where you are. And if there's someone who in a relationship who is hot, you know, stronger in an area, help to uplift the other partner versus bringing the other partner down. But again, when it comes to expectations are preconceived theory. And so unless you go into a relationship understanding and communicating what it is that you're expecting in a relationship, the reason why relationships fail is because they lack that communication. They lack having an understanding before they even get into the relationship. So they're going off of their own beliefs or their own vision of what the relationship is going to be.
So therefore you have to have an agreement between the two parties to develop an understanding and a relationship at the beginning.
Correct. That is the most healthiest way to make sure that the relationship is on one accord. And the reason why I say that through the reason why I say that and I'll share this is because, you know, a lot of things that I've endured or how I know is through life experiences as well. And I had to learn these things. And, you know, I was guilty of setting high expectations for other people. And I had to come to find out that I had to look in the mirror, look at myself, and understand that I'm setting these expectations, but it was only through God that I was able to even hold myself accountable and to see, okay, you're setting expectations for somebody that they don't even they don't even know that you have these expectations for them. And through time in a relationship, you'll get to see for yourself as well that, you know, maybe this person is not capable of your expectations. Maybe your expectations are too unrealistic for the individual. And so the only thing that you should really expect are the things that you can give. And then, again, in the beginning of a relationship, you make sure that you are having that understanding, that communication. You know, the agreement of, okay, this is what I expect from you or what I would want for you from you and vice versa.
Okay. Now, I need you to do one thing for me because I've had several different definitions to relationship. Explain to our listening audience what a relationship is. Because a lot of people go into what they call a relationship, and it's not exactly what I think a relationship should be. So what's the definition of relationship?
A relationship is actually two people coming together and committing themselves to one another, whether it be in a marriage, you know, or dating, or even a relationship as far as even your coworkers. Every relationship has its expectations and it has its commitments. But truly, a relationship is two people who are committing themselves to each other.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's exactly what I was thinking a relationship is, because I've heard people say, well, I'm not in a relationship, and they're finding it's friendship. Is that a big gap or a difference in friendship and relationship? Because they're kind of synonymous. So what are the boundaries for relationship and friendship? Okay, is there a boundary or is there a cutoff point or how would you classify that, define it?
So in a friendship, I think a friendship is there are boundaries in a friendship. A friendship should be something to where two people are coming together and they're interested in each other and they're creating a bond with each other and learning each other and everything. But when it becomes a relationship, there is a commitment there. And a lot of times people mistake a relationship and friendship for the same thing. And again, the friendship also needs to be communicated as well, because some people will say, okay, we're just friends, but I'm seeing this person, or, you know, I'm sexual with this person or whatever. And the other person may say, okay, I'm thinking this is a relationship because we're doing this, but it's truly not. So, again, I believe the understanding and communication, even within the friendship, going into a relationship needs to be understood. And it needs to be understood in the beginning.
Okay.
Hello.
That's what I think, too. I echo that because, you know, there are some times where we can fall off into relationship when it should be just friendship, and there should be boundaries in those situations. So whether you want to make it physical or platonic, it's where you have to draw your line or define what exactly is going to be friendship or relationship, right?
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Hi. My name's Aisha, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh. And I just wanted to call in. I wanted to encourage Chanel and thank her for all of the knowledge that she's actually sharing today. And she brought up a couple of good that I wanted to highlight about when two people come into a relationship and that they're drawn to certain things in one another, as far as if it's an intimate relationship, like looks, physical attraction, common goals, and stuff like that. Those are like the surface things. But then when you go further along, you start to learn the deeper aspects of a person. And sometimes at that point, you are in the relationship. And then that's when some of the problems and issues manifest themselves. And so, Chanel, you brought up a really good point about communicating the deeper aspects in the beginning, because we can become very enamored by the surface and drawn and think that that is the actual connection, because like one of the definitions of relationship is connection. And so if we're not really getting to know a person before we enter into that deeper aspect, our relationship could be very well false. And I also appreciate how you talked about godly love, because when we understand what love is in the eyes of God, we are able to go beyond romance and the candles and the hearts and the fluffy things and get to the deeper things of what it means to be selfless love, of what you're talking about, that it doesn't always feel good. It sometimes it hurts, but when you really, really, really love, it goes beneath the things that feel good. So I just wanted to encourage you and thank you for this topic, because it's very necessary in a world where things are so artificial and people want things right here, right now, and don't understand that anything that's real takes work. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much as well for your input as well and your support.
Anybody else? I see we have three other callers who have not chimed in. Would you like to have a comment or expression, words of expression to Chanel tonight?
Yes, hi. My name is Sandra Robinson. I'm Chanel's mother.
Hey, Ms. Robinson, how you doing?
I am blessed. Thank you for asking. Today I just wanted just to thank the Lord for him uprising Chanel to the place where she's at right now. As Chanel explained, sometimes experiences are your best teachers, but it also can be a hardship as well, because you don't know the true definition of relationship and friendship and just partners. Chanel, I just want to let you know that I wanted to continue to listen without even speaking, but this was important because Aisha set the tone for the topic of selfish love. Again, you saw our lives coming through as you were becoming a teenager, and you saw different ways of love that was coming at you that wasn't probably what you thought it was, or even for me myself to think that it was true love or a fantasy love, or you just want somebody to really love you. But again, the relationship must be identified early. Just like a courting, you know, you don't give yourself up before you find out if this person can meet your standards. This is where the walk and talk comes in, where you find out each other and, you know, you try to see if you are compatible, number one. But I'm not going to keep this going long, but I just wanted to thank you, and you keep keep learning, you know, just keep doing what the Lord has you to do, and more people will come and listen, because this is a fantastic interview. This has to be brought up so that, you know, even for the older people as well as young, you know, we still can be misled, you know, if you're not taught right. So, you know, you bringing this out is for all ages, and I just want to thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Robinson. That was wonderful, because it is a need for women and men of all ages to understand when they get into a relationship and when they have selfless love, because that was another point I wanted you to kind of bring out also. And tell us also about your book that you are reading from, or you're taking your excerpts from, so that we might be able to join in with you during the talks, or if we want to purchase a book, give us that information as well.
Sure. So right now you can actually go to Amazon, and I have an ebook as well as the paperback, and it's Selfless Love Lessons, and it's Chanel Rosebud as the author name. And right now we're just on the first lesson, so you have time to purchase. And also, you know, I'm welcome for anybody that would like to come in and join in. To discuss these lessons, give me your questions, give me your feedback. I'm open to all. And you can also reach me at Coach Chanel B at gmail.com. And you can reach me again at, here's another email address I'll give as well. It's this is the website, www.mondaymorningclientservices.com. I'm available there as well.
Okay, very good. Okay. Well, go ahead and continue the rest of your topic on that first opening lesson, so that we might glean from it and learn some more, or find out what else we need to be concerned or considering.
So my next lesson is actually going to be on love. So I would like for everybody to just take some time to give me an answer on what do you think love is. I would like everybody to just focus on that for a while, because in everything, love is the first thing. And, you know, what does it mean to you? I want to know what my listeners feel that love means to them.
All right, that's a good assignment. And because there are different avenues, levels, I'm going to say, of love, and a lot of us don't understand exactly what love is, because it's been misconstrued through years. And we take love for granted, and some of us just don't know how, because, you know, if you don't mind me sharing, my concept of love as I was growing up was different for me, because I never seen love expressed besides, you know, the love that you would have between your child and your mom or your immediate family being outside, because my grandmother raised me, so that was the love that I knew, you know, from a parent to a child. But when it came to relationships, I was just baffled. I was totally, you know, in the dark about it. I didn't know. I wanted to know. I thought I was doing right, but I didn't have set boundaries, you know, coming into the relationships. And I think that's important for us to know also, what degree of love do you have, or what type of love are you? I know that we as Christians supposed to be able to just love, period, with the agape love, but some people don't understand that. Some people take that too far, or some people will use that against you or try to intimidate you with it. So I think that we should understand, you know, what love really is and what we have to do, you know, according to love, if we're going to truly love. Because you know what? We can't, I'm just going to say it, I'm a human being and I cannot love like God loves. I can't. I've told him, expressed him, I wish I could. I wish I could be as loving as he is and forgiving and all of the stuff that his character is. But can you?
No, I can. And so that's another lesson that I'll really dig into deeper on next Thursday. But love.
I'm getting ahead of you, huh? I'm sorry. I just have these deep thoughts sometimes, and I just have to sit. Okay,
so,
thank you.
For me, love is something that I had, again, God has been leading me and showing me what it is and how it is to love, because that's one of the things that I've always wanted in my life. I've always yearned for love. And I yearned for a long time, you know, even up in my childhood up, for that unique and divine love, something that nobody else could feel. Nobody could feel it. And when I got into a relationship, marriage, you know, a relationship in my past, and then, you know, being married and everything, it wasn't until I got married that God started to show me what love really was. And when he showed me what love really was, it wasn't me getting or receiving that love. It was him showing me what it was. So God showed me what love means and what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to love another person. And it took marriage for me to be able to see it and understand it and use it. And once I got it within my marriage, it was something that I knew even through him, even through my husband. I'll just use this as a testimony. Even through my husband, through our ups and our downs and him not being equally yoked with me, God still had me to love him like he would love him regardless. And so it didn't stop there. The Holy Spirit had me to then say, okay, guess what? You have to give this to the world. This is something that you have to give not only to your household, not only to your family, but this is something that is needed in the world. And you have to show people what it is and how it is to love. And God's love, some people may not understand it the way God gives it to you or how you receive it, but they can reciprocate what you're giving them. So they may not even have the relationship with the Lord, but what they're seeing and what you're pouring into them is actually showing them or having them to feel what it is to receive God's love.
So true.
Amen.
That is so true, because I've walked with you during that, and I do admire and admonish you for having that strong love. You developed it throughout the years, and you've grown into it. It's been a constant with you, and particularly just to see you go through what the phases that you went through and the growing up that you did, and it amazed me, and it made me a better person, a stronger person, because I, you know, if she can show this kind of love, I should be able to show it too. Because I know there were times that, you know, I would just brush my hands, wash my hands, and walk off, you know. But I saw the epitome of love that you had. I saw the strength that you had in love. And it brought you to this point, and it caused you to be alerted. It caused you to go a step higher in your life, in your Christian walk with God, because you did it. I mean, I watched it, It was beautiful. It was strength. It was courage. It was just everything that God wanted you to do, you know, and you didn't waver with it. You did it. And so I admire you for that, and I just love you. I love you because you were strong and you stepped out on faith and did what God had you to do. That's what we all need to learn from it, you know. If we go through these things, it's a purpose. You know,
yeah.
It's just for us to do, to make us stronger and to take us to the next level and to share with the next sister or the next brother, because men need to know how to love too.
Right.
Okay. They misconstrue love, but we need to be able to show them this is it. This is the true meaning of love, the way it comes from the Word of God. So, like I say, I am so proud. I am so grateful that you stood on solid ground and did what God had you to do, and see where you are now. God bless you, sister. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Any other questions or any other input? All right. So if everybody is full for this evening, we will continue our next selfless love lesson or selfless love talk next Thursday. We will resume.
All right. I want to say that everybody, to please thank, I want to not please, I thank you for calling in tonight and joining in with Coach Chanel Budd, who has given us some vital information to think about and an assignment for next Thursday. Chanel, again, give them the information to be able to purchase your book and your contact information before we leave. And then I'm going to do something that I neglected to do before we started, and which I call it protocol. We're going to pray out. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to give a closing prayer, but can we get your contact information again and your where we can purchase your book?
Yeah, so it's going to be Amazon. You can do the Kindle, the ebook, or you can do the paperback. It's Selfless Love Lessons, Chanel Rose Budd, author. And you can contact me through Coach Chanel B. I want to say Coach Chanel B1 at gmail.com or Monday morning. ClientServices@gmail.com. I also have a website, so you can actually go ahead and if you have questions or concerns or anything like that, you can reach me there as well. And that is www.mondaymorningclientservices.com.
Okay.
So
can you go ahead and tell us about your clothing line that you so graciously are developing, because I love my T-shirt and shorts. I thought maybe I would bring that up, because she has a beautiful line that she's doing with T-shirts and shorts, or just T-shirts and whatever. So tell us about that, because we have a few more minutes for you to tell us about that before you pray us out.
So you can actually reach me at my contact number. I'll go ahead and provide that. But Selfless Love, I have short sets and I have T-shirts. And I also have a shoe line as well. And you can contact me at the www.mondaymorningclientservices.com. And where you can contact me, and that's 484-250-2505. I have all different sizes. The colors are black, red, and white. But if you need something customized, we are able to do that as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that information. I'm sure that, you know, our listeners would love to be able to have something to represent what they're learning and besides their book and more marketing for you as well. God has endowed you to do that. So I want all opportunities for you to get it out there, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. So if you will go ahead and gracious with your closing prayer, we will end this session and be back next Thursday at 7 o'clock on the dot by phone or by computer, okay?
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That was laid on my heart, so I'll end with that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Father God, I just come to you right now thanking everyone who is listening and who has given feedback or anyone that's going to listen to this at a later date. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. I thank you for using me, Lord, and I just ask that everyone is covered and protected, Heavenly Father. And anything that they may need, Lord Jesus, I just ask that your will be done in their lives, Lord. I pray for the covering. I pray for the healing. I pray for the protection, the love, the support, the comfort, or any need, Lord, that you will have your way in their lives, Lord. I just love you, and I just thank you, Lord. And I just wanted to let everyone else know that, you know, God is able. He is able. He is able. So I just thank you all, and I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, listening audience, for coming tonight to listen to Coach Chanel Budd of Selfless Love. We anticipate her being back next week. We're excited. We want to just join in and invite others and tell your friends, everybody about the show is and what they can learn and glean from it, because God is good, and God is good all the time. And with that being said, I love you all. Have a great evening, and we will talk next Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Come on. What in the world did you just do?